publishing a book is a victory, but it's not the end. After you sweep up the confetti and wash the champagne flutes, what's next? Authoring Onward is the podcast about those steps after your first publication. Going from published author to having a long-term writing career. And that has no clear endpoint and plenty of ups and downs. But telling stories for the long term is so, so worth it. Sit back, listen, and together, let's author onward. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Authoring Onward. I'm your host, author, editor, and book coach, Connie B. Dowell. October is such a busy month. I've got a soon-to-be-launched anthology coming up. My son's school fall festival is tomorrow, requiring me to locate and fix the Halloween costumes that have already been strewn around our house. And my daughter is starting Nutcracker rehearsal already. So today is a quick episode, but for this time, I'm celebrating spooky season by talking with y'all about creating new danger as you continue to write and publish. Danger for your characters, that is, not for you. One key for me is helping myself feel the fear. Now, I have a new villain and a new conflict every single novel because I write cozy mystery. And when you think about it, cozy mystery as a genre is a bit of a head trip. Could there be a killer lurking in your local PTA or down at the senior center on quilting night? In the cozy world, there could. And yet, it is just so quaint and charming, so full of quirky people that everyone stays and loves their town despite the ever-growing murder rate. It's a mix of danger and comfort. As I've mentioned on a previous episode, cozy mystery allows us as readers to play with concepts of death, danger, and violence in ways that make them feel smaller, more manageable. And that's one of the psychological needs that these stories fulfill. But as I construct this delicate balance over and over with every story, sometimes I find myself leaning too hard into the cozy cuteness of my story worlds, or the clever plot twists I've just thought up. And so I find it helpful sometimes to stop and focus on the fear, to make sure I'm feeling that part too. And whatever your genre, you need that fear as well, to create tension in your story. October is a great time to devote a short writing session to focus on the scares. You might not be able to conjure up a perfect stormy night for your writing session. Indeed, you might not have the time or energy to write during the evening hours, whatever the weather. But you can create some spooky ambiance for yourself. Close the curtains. Light a candle or two. Try some spooky ambiance YouTube videos with music or sounds that you can have on in the background. I'll link to a few that I like in the show notes. Set a timer and start writing. You don't necessarily have to write a scene, though you can if you like, but I like to do, when I'm wanting to lean into the fear, is I like to do some thinking on paper this way, getting into my characters' heads and writing things that won't make it into the book, but will help me when I write scenes later. How must my characters be feeling as the tension rises through the story? How does their discomfort manifest in their thoughts, their actions, and their physical sensations? Think from both your protagonists' and antagonists' perspectives. Brain dump all their worst fears and really feel them. Then, dang, the timer is done. Phew, it was all in your imagination, right where it should be. Turn up the lights, change the music to something cheerier, and relax until you're ready to draft again and add all that spookiness you created to your story. So consider this a bit of a teaser. Next week, I will be talking writing spooky scenes more in depth with returning guest and author-editor buddy Danielle Metcalf-Shenai. Maybe keep the lights on while listening to that one, while we go in depth into creating the fear and the spooks for our readers. That's all for this time. So as always, if you would like to chat a little bit more about spooky writing sessions, about feeling the fear, or about anything writing related. You can drop me a line, connie@bookechoes.com. You can go to authoringonward.com and comment on the show notes. And I always appreciate readings and reviews for this podcast. I do have some editing spots and coaching spots coming up available. So head on over to bookechoes.com/services and let's get your writing polished and ready for publication. Until next time, happy writing!